You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
When it's 5 minutes after 9 South African time, I'm just chatting to my beloved engineer, Brother Lokolo, and he says, Morana, load shedding. Yeah. So we will have to see from there, inshallah. But nevertheless, let's welcome to our beloved listeners again. Of course, listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, listeners of Sirius FM, and listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Somebody say here, tell Muftisa breaking news, the 8-year-old Abira Deka has been found alive after kidnapping. Ustad requesting for du'as, Ustad.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, mashallah. Today also we made dua for her and the other sister also who has been kidnapped. This is becoming a common occurrence here. Always read Surah 12, verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Ya Allah, you are the best of protectors. Ya Allah, He Almighty Allah is the most merciful one to show mercy. MashaAllah to the family, you the parents. Make sure keep the media and everybody out. Let her recover completely, because you know the trauma and everything. She was just she's just a child, and she knows what she went through. Allah Jalla Wala have mercy on the parents and on sister daughter Abira as well. MashaAllah, very good news.
Somebody says, Ustaz, a lady has 2 sons and 2 daughters. Whose responsibility is it to look after the mother? The daughters and son-in-laws, or son and daughter-in-laws, Ustad?
All the sons, both sons and both daughters, all of them must look after the mother and consider it an honor. The sons who are there in the same town with the mother, they should look after, take all care of all the expenses and so forth, hire a maid or somebody to assist mother and so forth and so on. You, the daughters, if you are in the same town, you married, so whenever you get chance, you must go to your mother. And if you are far away, then once a year, twice a year, when you come to your mother, so you also must assist. Remember that you can't just come there like big visitors and sit on your laurels and think of Hadi, you know. So it's your responsibility also. Whatever the daughter-in-law does for the mother-in-law, she's just doing a favor. It's not something compulsory upon the daughter-in-law. So you, the sons, take care of all the finances, and you, the daughters, whenever you come, you must do the best for your beloved mother. And du'as every day we should make for our beloved parents. رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Chapter 17, verse 24. O beloved Allah, have mercy on my parents as they nurtured me when I was a baby, when I was an infant, and so forth. So inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will have mercy on our beloved parents.
Somebody says, Mufti Sahib, please comment the tafsir for me, this verse of the Holy Quran, Surah Dukhan. رَبَّنَا كْشِفْ عَنَّا الْعَذَابَ إِلَىٰ آخِرِ وَسْتَعْدَ.
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has mentioned in Surah 44. Surah 44 is Surah Dukhan, and you should read it every night. 70,000 angels make dua for you, and especially on Laylatul Jumu'ah. Remember Mustafa Habibuna, the night of Friday, what we call Thursday night. So you should read it, and inshallah Almighty Allah will bless you with a retentive, powerful memory. Read Surah Yasin first, and then Surah Dukhan, and thereafter you must read Surah Alif Lam Mim Sizda in that sequence, and thereafter you read Surah Mulk. Do so 3 weeks, 3 Thursday nights or consecutively, or 5 or 7. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu and said, Thalathan o Khamsan o Sab'an, and the hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. So you want to know about Surah Dukhan, Surah number 44, and you want to know about Ayat number 12. Rabbana kshif anna al-adab. So go before that. Almighty Allah is saying that those people who are in doubt, the doubting Thomases, how they play with the religion, the message and the messenger, like today the World Cup and all this nonsense there. So Allah Ta'ala is telling them, فَرْتَقِبْ, keep on waiting. يَوْمَ تَعْتِ السَّمَاءِ, when the sky will come. بِدُخَانٍ مُبِينٍ, Dukhan is the smoke that will come. It will engulf the whole country, the whole continent and so forth. You can see what happens in some countries and so forth. Yakshan nas, it will cover people. Ha da adabun alim. This is a painful punishment. Then the people will cry and cry to Allah, Rabba nakshif anna al-adab. Oh Allah, please we beg you, remove from us this punishment. Inna mu'minun, that we are the true believers. But then these people, when everything is removed, they go back to their kufr, they go back to their disbelief and blasphemy and shirk and idol worship. Then Almighty Allah punishes them, and then do you see in the ending? Yawma nabatishul batshat al-kubra, verse number 16. Then the biggest punishment will come. Inna muntakimun, we take retribution. Punishment must suit the crime. So Almighty Allah lets the earthquake come, earth tremors come, hurricane come, floods come. That is the smaller punishment to show human being, I love you, I'm giving you another chance, another chance. But this human being is so arrogant, and he wants to now tell Allah, no, I won't listen to you. Then Almighty Allah unleashes that punishment, chastisement. Allah protect us, and read the surah, excellent for every night, and especially the night of Jumu'ah, Thursday night.
Ustad, we will be going for Umrah in December. Now when I wear the cap parda during Umrah, then it touches my face because of the jilbab on. What should I do in this case? Can I wear my normal parda, Ustad?
Remember, if you are wearing with the cap and all that, then you don't have to worry about it. And if you want, then after the Umrah, after you cut your hair, you just cut 1 inch after your tawaf, the 2 rakat, salat, the sa'i, then thereafter you cut your hair, you can cut it yourself also 1 inch, and give out 20-30 riyals as a precaution, so that's fine. If you are wearing a normal parda and niqab and so forth, that also is fine. There's no dam. Dam means you have to slaughter a goat or a sheep there in Makkah. So in a case like that, there will be no dam. You just give out 20-30 riyals to any poor Muslim, and that will suffice. And inshallah, your umrah is valid, and Allah Ta'ala will reward you.
Ustaz, when drawing up an Islamic will, who must sign it? Is there a need for witnesses to sign it, Ustaz?
Remember, when you draw up the Islamic will, then you must follow the sequence. Number one, that you have burial, funeral expenses. Then number two, you have the debts of the deceased. Personal debts, corporate debts, then all that. Justice delayed is justice denied. There's no such thing you must wait for 3 days and 40 days and 100 days. Immediately you must settle the debts of the deceased with the creditors. Third one is wasiyah, that what the person bequeathed to non-heirs, Tom, Dick and Harry, Muslim, non-Muslim, all permissible. Maximum amount will be 1/3 of the net estate. Your salat and everything will come in there. And then the fourth one will be the shares of the heirs. So remember, yes, you must sign it, and then only it will be valid. You must have two witnesses also. And the heirs cannot sign it, remember, as witnesses. You need non-heirs to sign it according to SA law, South African law. So make sure you have the will, show it to the ulama and show it to your lawyers also. So it's according to the sharia and according to the law of the land. Because when the estate is big, then many people, you know, where there's a will, there's a way. So people's eyes pop out, and then they want to contest the will and so forth. So don't leave any loopholes. He Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, yabitu laylataini illa wa wasiyya to maktubatun indahu. You should not allow even 2 nights to pass, but your final will should be written already. So imagine, that is what Islam is teaching us.
Somebody says, Ustaz, Mufti Saab, 7 ladies, can they read salah by making jamaat? One of them, can they be imam, Ustaz?
Remember, the hadith is mentioned in Abu Dawood, Umme Waraqa radiallahu anha. Imam Abu Dawood rahimahullah brings the Tarjamatul Bab, the heading, Babu Imamat in Nisa. We are speaking about a lady performing, making imamat. She's the leader for ladies. So yes, is it permissible? Yes, permissible according to the Shafis, Hanbalis and them. Hanafis say no, not permissible, meaning they must not read salat like that. And remember, you ladies, when you're going to make jamaat, laysa alal nisa'i adhanun wala iqama. You don't give adhan iqama, and the lady will not stand right in front like the man, just 1-2 steps in front, and then you 7, then the one lady in front, you 5, 6, 7, whatever you are, behind that lady there, and stand shoulder to shoulder. So yes, the hadith is mentioned there in Abu Dawood, and the Shafi'is, Hanbalis and them, they allow it, but Hanafis say, no, not permissible.
Somebody says, Mufti Sahab, it was very disturbing to see the Halloween stampede that took place in Seoul, that's in South Korea, recently, where over 150 youngsters had died. Please advise on this terrible celebration of Halloween that is getting more and more popular in recent times, Ustad.
I stayed in that hotel. When I went to South Korea, so that Hamilton Hotel, I stayed in it. The two brothers came to fetch us from the airport and in Seoul, and then we went there. And, you know, I could hear all the drums and music and so forth. So anyway, we checked in there. Then that night, I could make out this area is not right, you know. It's like a red light district. And then you go up the hill, like, you know, about half a kilo, 1 kilo or so. There's a beautiful masjid there. They're built by the Turks. And this was during the war. So it was Fajr time. I had a program there. That and they had to speak in Arabic, Urdu, English, and I don't know how many languages. So because all multi-groups there. And then I told them after that, please, me, I can't stay here. Because you can see what things is going on, you know. So I know exactly where it is and so forth, you must remember. So I asked them, well, how can you book me in such a hotel? They said, no, because your program was after Fajr, so therefore we booked you in this hotel that is nearest here. So after breakfast or whatever, I told them, take me out, I want to go. Then they booked me in another hotel. So I know exactly where it is, remember this. So the problem today, take Saudi Arabia. The government, MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan and them, they're promoting all these things here. When Quran Kareem teaches us Surah 5 verse 51, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tattakhidhu al-yahuda wan-nasara awliya. Do not take the Jews and the Christians to be your friends and protectors. Ba'dhum awliya'u ba'd. You can just see how they operate, whether it's Democrats, whether it's Republicans, whether it's Israel, whether it's Europe. So they love the oil, they love the money, but they hate the Muslims, they hate Islam. And وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ مِنْكُمْ, you befriend them, you love their celebrations, you love their festivals, you love their pagan customs. All of you, you Christians, go and study your own history. In 1647, the Puritan Parliament of England, it banned Christmas. It said it's a pagan custom. Go see your history. So all these are pagan customs you got. Your New Year is pagan custom. Your Christmas is pagan custom. Your Halloween is pagan. So where's all these priests and pastors and all of them? What you teaching your people? You're taking them for a ride, herd mentality, because the masses are asses. So you need not follow them. You must follow the truth. You must be a critical thinker and think out of the box. Don't bring herd mentality here. So remember, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, authentic hadith in Abu Dawood, Man tashabba biqawmin fawa minhum. Whosoever imitates a people, then you become part and parcel of them. And remember, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu used to say, his fatwa in Bayhaqi, Ijtanibu a'ada Allahi fi eedihim. Stay far, far away from the enemies of Allah during their celebrations. Christmas will come, New Year will come, Diwali will come, Rosh Hashanah will come, Guy Fawkes will come, Grandfather's Day will come. So all this nonsense things we don't believe, we reject it totally. Father's Day, Mother's Day, for us every day is Father's Day. Every day is Mother's Day. That is Islam, not what the kuffar and the non-Muslim Satans and shaitans are teaching the world.
Allahu Akbar. Somebody says, my name is Sasha. I am a Muslim, a revert Muslim sister. I was told to change my name. Please advise, Ustad.
Yes, my sister, remember the only thing of this world we will take with us into paradise is our name. So see, I give you the hadith and I give you one practical example. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the messenger of Islam, peace be upon him, said, authentic hadith Abu Dawood, Mishkat Sharif, innakum tud'auna yawm al-qiyama bi asma'ikum wa asma'i abaikum fa ahsinu asma'akum. Tomorrow on the day of justice, the day of judgment, you will be called by your name and your biological father's name. Mine, Abdul Qadir bin Ismail, son of Ismail. Arafat bin Ibrahim, the son of Ibrahim. Like that. So you, my sister Shasha, so your father's name you don't have to worry about, right? Whatever it is that you don't worry about. Then the Master Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَأَحْسِنُوا أَسْمَاءَكُمْ. Choose good names. So I got one name Allah just put in my head now. If you're happy with it, the Prophet, peace be upon him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Inna habbal asma ilallah Abdullah wa Abdurrahman. The best names are Abdullah and Abdurrahman for the male. So the slave of Allah or the slave of Rahman, who's very, very gracious, very, very generous and very, very gracious, but so forth. So you, if you want, my sister, you can choose Amatullah or Amatullahman. If you're happy, then we can call you that. And remember, that will be excellent name for you, the slave of Allah, the female slave of Allah, Amatullah. And you know, in time of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a lady came and her name was Asiya with a Ain, not with the Asiya with a Sin is fine. Ain, Alif, Swad, Yad, Damar, Buta, Sinner, it means, committing vices. Nabi alayhi salam said, no. He changed the name one time to Jamila, for another lady to Zainab, like that. So you can choose Jamila, beautiful, Zainab, good fragrance and all. So three names already I gave you, whichever one you want, my sister Shasha, change it to that, Zainab, Amatullah, or you must remember Jamila. So you choose whatever you're comfortable with, my sister.
She says somebody told her to choose Saleha. Saleha,
very good name. That means to be pious. So you choose that name, so very good. Maybe the lady who told you, she saw that Shasha starts with the S. So therefore, Saleha starts with the S. So S and S, it makes it easy for you. It's fine. So choose that name, and it means pious. Allah make us all pious.
Ameen, ameen. Ustaz, when we make dua for the marhum, do they receive it immediately, and do they know who it comes from, Ustad?
Remember that receiving immediately is not always, sometimes. And do they come to know? Also sometimes. Me and you, when our parents, brothers, sisters, whoever passed away, provided they are Muslim. So remember, we can't pray for non-Muslims after their death and demise. That is clearly enshrined in the Noble Quran, chapter 9, verse 84. Yes, we pray for non-Muslims while they're alive. But Muslim, daily we must pray for them. We don't have to wait for this occasion and that occasion. So every day, two verses of Quran read, Surah 14, verse 41, Rabbana ghfirli, oh my beloved Allah, forgive me, and forgive my beloved parents and the believers, the day the reckoning is established. And second one, read Surah chapter 59, verse 10, in the 28th Supara, 28 Jews, Rabbana ghfir lana wa li ikhwanina alladhina sabaquna bil iman. Oh beloved Allah, forgive us, forgive our brothers, sisters who passed away before us with iman. You see, we have to pray for them, those who passed away with Islam and iman. You pray for a certain person, for example, I pray for my brothers or my parents. Pray daily, daily, give out charity, then you will see them in a dream. And they will be shining with white, white clothes. They will be smiling with you. And that, you must know, is a sign of acceptance. It won't happen just overnight. Now today you do it, they say, hey, I didn't see. You must carry on every day and cry to Allah. Then Allah Ta'ala will show you all these things. So you, me and you, we, our problem is what? We just do 3 days, 5 days, 10 days, and so much day, I'm buzruk ban gaye. We also want to start flying now. It don't work like that. We must do every day, even little bit. Then, inshallah, then the parents will ask, Ya Allah, from where all this is coming? We never did all this. Allah Jalla wa'ala say that you left a pious son, you left a pious daughter, and they're crying for you. So that is what we have to do. But where are we? We spend hours and hours on World Cup cricket. Who is scoring? Who is? Yesterday, Sunday morning, before I went to Dalum Zakaria, wallahi, I have Quran in my hand. The one person sent me a question, is it compulsory for me to read 2 rakat salat and make special dua Pakistan win? Can you imagine, they're not worried about Fajr Salat, not worried about other Salat, worried about Pakistan must win. And so, you see, the priorities are totally upside down, you know. So that is what has happened. Now the World Cup will start. Now what will happen? Other shaitans will get busy. Miss Salat, what's everything? It means nothing. You miss Salat, Quran says you go straight to Jahannam. Ma salakakum fi saqar. Why you land up in Jahannam, the hellfire? First thing they will say, lam nakum min al musallin. We never had Salat. Think properly what we're doing. It's one life Allah has given us. Do your duty with beauty. That is Islam, remember that.
Let's go to one of our beloved brothers in Chatsworth. He says, Mufti Sahab, I'm thinking too much and dreaming a lot of talaq, a lot. And there's another lady coming in my dream. What must I do, Ustad?
Yeah, shaitan got you upstairs and downstairs. So you must remember that surah 2 and verse 102. What is the shaitan telling you? يُفَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِ. He's telling you that you must separate from your wife. Whenever this thought just comes, then surah 7 verse 200, read, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الرَّجِيمِ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الرَّجِيمِ. Go to your wife and kiss her and hug her and so forth. And when you see that other woman, no, it is shaitan's sister. So she's coming in your dream. Why? Shaitan got his tactics and he got his TikTok and tactic also. So what he does was zayyana lahumu shaitanu a'malahum. The shaitan, he embellishes, he adorns, he beautifies all the vices. You go to your wife and tell her, we're going to make this marriage work, and every day we read 2 rakat salat. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين. Oh beloved Allah, grant us as spouses and children that are the coolness of the eyes. You brother, read now, and your wife is there, read, both of you, read, both of you now with me, and everybody read. Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadud, Ya Allah, you are the creator of love. Allahumma, oh beloved Allah, Alif with a tajdeed shadda on the lam. Allahumma alif baina qulubina. Ya Allah, bring the ulfa, mahabba, mawadda, the true love within our hearts. It's not the bodies must meet, the hearts have to meet. When the hearts meet, there's unity of thought and both of you going in the same direction. You got it, Chatsworth? So don't think of Phoenix and anybody else. You sit quietly there with your wife. Allah, ya wadudu. Allahumma alif baina qulubina.
He says it's not my wife that's coming, it's another lady coming.
That's what I know, brother. So that much we also understand. If your wife comes, then it's very good. That other one is coming, that is shaitan's sister coming.
Ustad, is it true if people attend the World Cup, they get a free visa for Umrah? Ustad?
Everybody is on the take, everybody wants to make money. So the Saudis say, meaning you don't have to apply for a visa. When you go there, they'll charge you something again. So remember that, but you don't have to go through all that cumbersome process. So you go to World Cup and then you go Umrah and then they'll charge you something there at the airport, Jeddah, Medina, wherever. So that is what I understood. But all shaitaniyat, all this, remember this. We don't. We're against this type of World Cup and we're just kind of Umrah. So where you go make all haram dandas and you say, no, I'm going for Umrah. Razi rahe Rahman bi, khush rahe Shaitan bi. We want to please Shaitan also. We want to please Allah also. Shaitan will be very pleased. Lucifer will be hitting the drums both sides. Allah is not pleased with all these actions. The MBS and them only interested in milking the Ummah. They got the milking cow as far as they concerned. Make money, money, money the whole time. So that's all it is about.
Ustaz, one more question before we go for an interval. The sisters in Perth are saying that in wudu, does the inside of the eye where the ladies put kajal have to be washed, Ustad?
No, remember that, for example, easy example, leave the kajal and that people won't understand it. You are wearing contact lenses. So when you perform wudu, you don't have to take out the contacts and so forth. You just pour water over your eyes and your wudu will be valid, your ablution will be valid. So don't worry, sisters. PFP, there was a party here in South Africa, packed for Perth. So you are day in Perth. Allah Ta'ala keep you steadfast and perform your wudu beautifully, and don't worry about too much kajal. You want to make yourself beautiful. Man kassara salatahu fil layl bayyadallahu wajhahu fil nahar. Remember that read abundant salat at night. Allah will put radiance and effulgence on your face during the day. Your hubby will say, tumhe bahut haari lage wo, I ta bahut saari lagota, I like baya muy fanant. So I gave you in various languages there. You will say, oh poppy, oh darling, oh sweetheart, you're looking extra beautiful.
9:30, we're going to go inshallah for our interval. When we come back inshallah, we will continue with the Q&A. Stay tuned.